Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series entitled, Who is God? So you think you know God, but how well do you really know Him? Many people claim to know God too, but they see Him as either angry or judgmental. There is so much more about God that He wants to share with you, and before you can live a courageous life through Him, you need to know Him intimately. The better you know God personally, the better you are at trusting Him in all areas of life. The best way to learn who God really is through His Word. God reveals so much about Himself through Scripture. He's a healer to the broken, a provider to the needy, and a comforter to the lonely. Listen to today's teaching as Joyce helps you take one step further in understanding who God really is. Now, here's Joyce with today's teaching, Who is God?
Hebrews 13, 5 and 6 are just phenomenal scriptures in the Amplified Bible. Let your character or your moral disposition be free from the love of money, including greed, avarice, lust, and craving for earthly possessions, and be satisfied with your present circumstances and with what you have, because God Himself has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not, I will not, I will not. Oh my gosh. I will not, I will not, I will not in any degree leave you helpless, forsake my hold on you, let you down, relax my hold on you, assuredly not, exclamation marks all over the place. What a comfort that should be to single parents. What a comfort that should be to someone who's lost a loved one and now you find that you need to take on responsibilities that you're not used to having. What a comfort to someone who's in a position that you feel is way, way, way over your head. What a comfort to someone who's been laid off from your job. God says, I will not fail to support you and take care of you. I will not, I will not, I will not relax my hold on you and let you down. My, 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 that is shouting ground. And then Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you. One of the reasons why we don't have the things that we desire is because we seek the things instead of seeking God. If we seek God and the right way to live and the right way to be and do, for example, if I spend more time praying about how I can walk in love and treat other people right and just mention to God my needs, I'm more likely to get what I would really like to have because I've got my mind on the right thing, not the wrong thing. Jehovah Jireh is your provider. He's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. He provides healing. He's your strength. He's your wisdom. He's your peace. Who is God? He is amazing. Why would anybody not want to have a relationship with the kind of God that we're talking about tonight? Who in the world would not want to be taken care of? Who would not want to have comfort every time that you feel afflicted? He is the God of all hope. He is our salvation. My, my, my. He's the one who provides grace, forgiveness, mercy. He's our hiding place, our shelter, our refuge in a storm. And He provides the strength that we need to do everything that we need to do. And then the last one is Jehovah Tsebaoth, and it's spelled T-S-E-B-A-O-T-H, and it means the Lord of hosts. And you're going to like this one because what that literally means is that He is the head of the army of God. He's the captain, He's the general, He's the admiral. And when you're in a war, you're fighting a battle, and you've got God as your captain. Now understand this, there is no way that you are not going to win. Did you hear me? I said there is no way that you're not going to win. Matter of fact, we've already won. We're just walking it out in our life right now. Now, I think we need to see ourselves a little differently than what we do. Matter of fact, we need to see ourselves a lot differently than what we do. If he's the captain of the host, the head of the army, then there must be soldiers. And although there are angels and things like that that fight and do battle for us, the Bible teaches us that we are the army of God. And I'll tell you the truth, if we could ever get together, it would all be over and it wouldn't take very long. Because we are a mighty bunch, and no wonder the devil comes all the time trying to bring disagreement and disunity. I mean, it's hard to even get a whole worship team that can get along, let alone a whole church, or to get denominations to start agreeing with each other. It's difficult for people to work together because people have not learned how to set aside their own little picky preferences and have unity and harmony for the sake of the gospel. We are an army, and we need to have each other's backs. Amen? I said we're an army, and we need to have each other's backs. You know, if you've got a pastor that you love, and maybe he's not a perfect guy, but you love him, and somebody else comes to you and starts talking bad about him, you should just step right up and defend him and say, you do not know what you're talking about. And who says that either one of us would do the job any better if we had it? We need to start defending one another instead of exposing one another's faults. There's something wicked in the flesh that loves a juicy tidbit of gossip. And bad news always spreads faster than good news. And I hate that. Amen? Just absolutely hate it. Ephesians 6, 11 and 12. Don't you just love God's word? Ooh, it's amazing. You know, God is just downright smart. Put on God's whole armor, the armor of a heavy armed soldier, which God supplies, that you might be able successfully to stand up against all the strategies and the deceits of the devil. We have an enemy, the devil. I know nobody likes to talk about him, but he is alive and well on planet Earth. For we are not wrestling with flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the despotisms, against the powers, against the master spirits who are the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spirit forces of wickedness in the heavenly supernatural realm. So, maybe an unpleasant thought, but nevertheless one we need to think about once in a while. There are demonic forces that are against us. They hate God, and they hate anybody that is of God. And they will oppose us. Paul said, a wide door of opportunity opened unto him, and with it many adversaries. I always tell people, new level, new devil. You ask God to promote you and do something greater through you than what he's doing now, you don't expect the devil to roll out the red carpet and say, oh, goody for you, let me help you. You're going to get opposition. Israel just had his yearly conference called Deeper for worship leaders around the world, and he said every year about 2 weeks before this conference we have some goofy attack on our family that makes it challenging to be able to do it. And let me tell you something, if you're going to do anything for God, you better know how to access Jehovah Tsabaoth, the Lord of hosts. So we're soldiers, we're in a war. Satan doesn't want you to be saved, and if you are saved, he doesn't want you to live like you're saved. He doesn't want you to have a close relationship with God. He'll do anything and everything to try to keep you from developing relationship with God. I'm very thankful for the crowd that's here tonight. It's awesome and amazing, but I can tell you if everybody would have gotten here that planned to come, they would have been hanging outside. You know why? A lot of people didn't make it because they got opposition and they didn't know how to stand against it and work their way through it and do what was in their heart. Sometimes we'll ask people in a conference like this, you know, like I might say to somebody, are you coming back tomorrow? Well, you know, I'm gonna wait and see how I feel in the morning. Well, you won't be here. You don't wait to see how you feel before you decide what you're going to do. You decide what you're going to do led by the Spirit, and then if your feelings don't like it, you just take them with you and they go anyway. What kind of a person would you think I was if you said, see you tomorrow, Joyce, and I said, well, you know, I'm going to wait and see how I feel in the morning. I mean, you'd think I'd lost my mind. But you do it to me, why couldn't I do it to you? No, we got to do what we know we're supposed to do. Soldiers in the army of God. Let's begin to see ourselves differently. I'm a soldier in the army of God. He's the captain. And I'm going to follow him. And as long as I follow him, I'm always going to win. Doesn't mean I won't have battles, but I'm always going to win. Now, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. No soldier, when he's in service, gets entangled in the enterprises of civilian life. His aim is to satisfy and please the one who enlisted him. So, surprise, we're not here to get God to please us. We're here to please God. Every day, very early in the day, we should say to God, what can I do for you today? Not give God a list of things that he has to do for us to keep us even walking in the plan of salvation.
Well, God, if you don't do this, and if you don't do this.
No, God, I don't need anything but you. Yeah, there's things I'd like you to do. I can live without them, but I cannot live without you. Amen? What does it mean to be entangled in civilian life? It doesn't mean that you can't enjoy things in the world. We can enjoy things in the world. Some things we can't, but many things we can. God created everything that we see. Everything that he created was for our enjoyment. But for example, what would it mean to get entangled in the world? Okay, let's just say that somebody has such a strong desire for things that they have now created a whole mountain of debt because they had to have things right now. They couldn't wait. And so now the only thing that they can do is have pressure on them all the time because of all the debt they have. That's called getting entangled. Well, boy, am I encouraged about... Oh, my gosh. The devil has just done a number on people. Like, here, you got to have this right now. You can charge it up and no payments for a year or whatever. Learn how to have patience to wait on some things. And even if you are in a mess now, pray and ask God to help you get out of it. But don't expect him to just come along and supernaturally wipe out all your debt. Pay it off.